أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن شجرة الزقوم طعام الأثيم كالمهل يغلي في البطون كغلي الحميم In the eyes before this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarrama, the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَيَقُولُونَ إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتُنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُنْشَرِينَ They did not believe with regards to the coming of the day of Qiyamah. They disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the general sense. And then obviously the arrogance, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the punishment of the disbelievers in the fire of Jahannam. Allah says, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ Certainly the tree of Zakum, the tree of Zakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, in the 23rd juz of the Qur'an Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it as being the food of those who had sinned, those who were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to this tree, how it would be, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us much detail. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi, one of the commentators of the Qur'an Kareem, has related that if one small little portion of that tree has to fall onto the surface of this earth, then it will corrupt the entire earth. Now that will be the kind of food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the people in the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah says, by way of example, if one wants to understand what this tree is all about, kal muhli yaghli fil butun, it will be like boiling water that will boil the bellies of the people. That the heat of the fruit of this tree will be of such a nature that when the person eats it, then it will begin to make the bellies, the stomachs of those who had eaten it, the stomachs will also begin to boil. كَغَلْيِ الْحَمِيمِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further again explains, it will be like boiling water that will boil into the stomach and the inside of that person. When that is one aspect of the adab of the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the next. خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ When the people of Jahannam come into Jahannam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will command the keeper of Jahannam and the angels of Jahannam, خُذُوهُ Seize him, take hold of him, فَاعْتِلُوهُ And begin to drag him. Now in some of the narrations, the dragging, normally when we drag a person, we will pull that person. But here it will be the pulling and the pushing of the person, إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ To the middle of the fire. We all know that the middle of the fire is most intense insofar as his heat is concerned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them come. Allah will pull them or have them pulled right to the middle of the fire of Jahannam. In one narration, 70,000 angels will then respond to the call of Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the next punishment. ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ From above his head, begin to pour down this boiling punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for him. In one narration, rods that will be hooks, those rods, the ends of which will be hooks, will begin to come down, and then it will come into the skull of the person, and the entire skull will be opened in that brutal manner. And then thereafter, this boiling water will be poured from the head. And when the water is poured from the head, it will come down the face of the person, down the gullet and the throat of the person, and wherever and whatever the water touches will totally burn out, till in one narration it comes out under the heels of that person. In other words, one is the fire of Jahannam, then is this shajaratul zakum that the person will eat, and that will boil the bellies. And then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that here the person, the water will be poured from the head. In this world, you thought that you were very high and mighty. The arrogance of the person became swollen-headed with whatever Allah had given him insofar as ni'mas were concerned. That very same head now will be crushed open and the water will be poured into that ذُقْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the commandment, now taste. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. Certainly you thought in the world, or rather you pretended in the world to be Al-Aziz, to be Almighty, Al-Kareem, most noble. That in this world you had demanded the authority, this world you had thought that you were a person of authority, so you bullied others, you bossed others around, more especially with regards to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. You thought you had authority, so you could stop this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You thought you had honor and you had dignity, so that you used to use your influence in stopping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here is a very important lesson for us, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us some degrees of authority. Allah ta'ala from His side as a ni'mat, Allah gives us honor. Sometimes, unfortunately, Allah forbid, Allah save us, we must use the authority, we must use the honor and dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us in the disobedience of Allah. So such a very brief description of the azab of the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us from it. May Allah ta'ala cause us to leave this world in a state of iman and the itaat and the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.